Well, I wish you the best of luck. Now, as for your question, marketing is one of the main factors in a company's success. And even though there are all kinds of manuals and books about it, it's still veiled in a haze of vagueness and incomprehension. And that's why few small and medium entrepreneurs know how to firmly grasp marketing. Yet it really isn't that complicated. The fact that entrepreneurs don't know how to market their companies properly or effectively just means they're taking needless risks and could lose money.
Okay, what I'd like is if you could dispel some of the common myths about marketing today and provide a clearer picture of this important activity.
I'm going to try to tell you about 8 rules today that entrepreneurs should stick to, and I'm also going to mention a few of the most common mistakes in marketing.
So what should entrepreneurs know about marketing?
Entrepreneurs who run small and medium-sized businesses should first realize that they can't market themselves in the same way as a large corporation. These commercial giants have enormous marketing departments and virtually unlimited financial resources. They can also afford to pay very expensive experts. Their concept of marketing is really a scientific discipline supported by all kinds of different research.
And a small business obviously can't do that because it doesn't have enough money, right?
Exactly right. And that's fine because small and medium enterprises have other marketing options that big corporations don't have.
Such as?
For example, the first bit of advice I'm going to give you, put your name in the name of the company.
Okay, explain that to me.
In small and medium enterprises, that usually involves associating the company with the owner, which means that the owner also runs the company. And that is precisely what can be used as the strongest and actually the cheapest marketing tool.
So you think the owner should lend his name and face to his company?
Yes. Smaller companies don't have the financial resources to build a brand, and therefore they have to make the most out of what they have for free, the personality of the owner and CEO. This is naturally tied to some kind of image and reputation. However, if you're trying to associate some human characteristic to a brand, it's extremely difficult and sometimes takes years.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. So, can you give me some real-world examples?
You said that your colleague is opening a pastry shop, yeah? Her voice and her face have excellent media exposure, so she could use this as her competitive advantage and a strong marketing tool.